this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Ultramatic feeders. I'd like you to check out the Big Boar air gun that I've done a great deal of hunting with. It's the Seneca Dragon Claw, 50 caliber, pressures up to 3,000 PSI, and it looks like a conventional rifle. Wooden stock. I think you'll like the appearance, and I know you'll like the performance. It shoots not only bullets, but also air bolts as well, tipped with a broadhead. Check it out. It's the Seneca Dragon Claw. Well, friends, a lot of hunting talk this morning. It's hunting season, but it's also fishing season, too. Let's go up to Texoma, Lake Texoma, up on the Texas-Oklahoma border, and let's check in with my buddy Bill Carey with Striper Express and talk some, maybe a little fishing. Bill, good morning to you, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
I sure hope everything is going good. I saw a picture of, I saw a bunch of pictures of a bunch of stripers on Facebook, but Chris, I saw a big one. I think Chris's crew caught a, I don't know how big it was, but some of those bigger ones are being landed now, right?
Yes. You know, they fatten up in the fall because they have a hard summer, and they get lean, long and lean, and now they are back to normal, and they're feeding on a frenzy. Just everything's good. You know, the birds are here.
Yeah, boy. Well, here we are, you know, getting into, won't be long, it'll be the mid-November, then the end of November, and all the birds will probably be there. By the birds, folks, we're talking about gulls, and they're the fisherman's best friend in the fall and winter when they get on Lake Texoma. You know, Bill, I want to tell folks, I don't want to confuse anyone, but if you're listening on the radio today, November the 8th, now, I don't want to trick people up because folks listen, after the radio shows, all the great stations run our show, it becomes a podcast. Luke Clayton, our Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. So if you are listening on the radio right now and it's November the 8th, Seagerville, Texas, Bill Carey's here. Bill is going to be with us, the celebration of the outdoors. And it's if you're in North Texas, come on out here. Larry Wysoon's here. Of course, I'm here. We're going to have a great time. Some more, a bunch of hunting and fishing folks are out here. We've got some free barbecue cooked up and barbecue sandwiches. It's going to be fun. It's located in Seagerville, Texas, on Hall Street. And you can Google Dash for Cash Pawn Shop. That's where it's at. And there's an outdoor venue we've got right next door there. So we're not all inside the building. Bill, we're going to have some fun today, buddy. And you're going to be maybe ready to talk some striper fishing with the folks and possibly eat a little of that barbecue.
You bet you, buddy. A lot of people are starting to show up now. So here we go. We're going to have some fun today.
We are. Folks, I brought my, I didn't bring it. I've got a big old fire pit. It's probably 45, 48 inches across. I got some of the my friends here at the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop to help me load that thing up on a truck. We're going to have a campfire right there next on outdoors. So that we're going to use that to keep our barbecue hot. Bill, striper fishing. I know you're going to be talking a lot of striper fishing today with all the folks here, but honestly, fall for many reasons. One of them is the cooler weather. It's more pleasant to fish, but the fish, like you just mentioned early on there, they go on a feeding frenzy. So fall is a good time to come to Lake Texoma and experience the best of what it's got, you know?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, we call it legendary fall fishing. The fish are happy. And, you know, it was the warmest September and October on record, they say.
Yep.
And it was just tough. Too many bluebird days, too calm. I saw on Sportsman's Live last month, Mr. Pennybaker talking about how calm it had been. And, yeah, I got a joke. I tell people, bring me a good chop on the water and some you know, a little bit of wind,
yeah,
and a cloud cover. And I said, if you can't bring me both, bring me one of them. And my joke is, if the sun shines and the wind lays, you might as well go water skiing. These stripers like it nasty. And we got some cool weather now. We got good wind. And these fish are getting really sassy.
That's it. Yeah, you, folks, Bill was talking about our TV show. It's called A Sportsman's Life. And you can watch it on, you can just search A Sportsman's Life on YouTube, watch it there. A fun place to watch it is Carbon TV. There's all kind of good outdoor shows on Carbon TV. And this show here becomes a podcast also on Carbon TV. Bill, Carbon TV is it's where it's at nowadays on
oh my goodness.
Video. We'll be out fishing with you, film it, and within the next, sometimes within 3 or 4 days, our head honcho on the production, Jeff Rice, will have that thing up and going. So where traditional outdoor TV, Bill, you know, okay, you get a film crew up there, and yeah, it's a sportsman's, you know, a sportsman's channel or whatever, a big one of the networks, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll film it, but it may not show up till next year.
That's right.
It's not current. What is really cool about the way we do it is the fact that it's very current, everything that we show. And you was talking about Tony Pennybaker. He guides for catfish down at Tewakene. Yeah, we were out there, and it was no wind at all. We were actually drifting for catfish, with the planer boards to pull the mm-hmm. baits away, you know, just bumping the trolling motor real slow. And that's the way we actually caught most of them. We were just covering so much water that you drag that old piece of cut shad over a catfish, he's going to probably grab it. And that's the way we caught our fish. But, yeah, I mean, Tony was complaining, I wish we had some chop on the water. Contrary to what people used to think, Bill, when you and I were young whippersnappers, you didn't want wind. Maybe because of some of the boats we fished out of, you know. But we want a good calm day. Well, do I hear Captain Carl in the background, the crow?
He might be here.
No, I heard him.
I wasn't sure.
No, he's there. Captain,
I hear him over there. Yeah.
Let's see. Yep. Oh, I love for him to join us, Captain. There he is. There he is. Folks, we have a lot of fun, Bill and I, whether we're fishing or talking about fishing. Listen to that rascal.
Talk about that calm weather. Yeah, when we were young, we didn't think, we didn't know.
No.
But now, people ask me, say, why the wind? I said, well, it does everything. First of all fish are light sensitive. So it breaks up the sun going through the water. And the biggest thing is it creates oxygen. Those waves make oxygen. That gets the bait moving. In turn, it gets the fish moving. Everything comes alive. So that's why we like a little bit of good chop. My favorite is about 12 miles an hour.
Yep. You know, something I think I might have learned from you, I think I first heard it from you, is you take a flat lake, common. Boy, I love Captain Call. That the crow, he's going to be wanting a part of the action here on our show. Oh, but anyway, you mentioned years ago, we were fishing together, or you in an interview for the newspapers or something, you said, Luke, think of it like this. The lake is dead calm, like a mirror. Nothing's moving. Well, the fish can see. I mean, there's no light refraction mm-hmm. that takes place. Now, you mm-hmm. put chop on the water. Well, those fish looking up, they're not looking up through a mirror. They're looking up through a diffused mm-hmm. thing, right? So it makes them, I think that's one reason that they bite better with some chop on the water. You know?
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, and I tell people, bring me one or the other if you can't bring me both, because cloud cover really helps breaking that up.
How do the trips run nowadays? What time are you guys leaving out? And
we're still going out early. If it gets colder this month, okay, every Thanksgiving we change our boarded port time to 9:30 a.m.,
uh-huh.
you know, and we'll do that all November, December, January, February, and we go back to early when the time changes in March. Mm-hmm. It's all for the right reasons. First of all, it makes a simple drive for most. And, you know, we don't have ice on the eyes of our fishing poles. We don't do that bright and early. We don't have to, because the water's cool and the fish bite all day. So 9:30, pouring to part.
9:30 and then get out there. And this, describe November action. A lot of jig action going mm-hmm. on, right?
Yes sir. We just ended our 7 month top water. It ends the first week of November, so we'll put those up, and now we will just about follow the birds. We'll go out there. If we don't see any birds, we'll start running routes. Folks, are structure. We will look for the fish on main lake points, ditches, humps, anything different, ledges, anything different where they'll school up and hold and and bite there. Mm-hmm. Now, we also carry our binoculars because there's a zillion seagulls that make their winter here. And the fish are schooling fish. They push the shad to the surface, and the seagulls can see them from miles away, and they start coming down and dipping that bait. Now, that's a whole lot like summer without the birds, but they're not busted. They're right there near the surface. So when you're driving up to them, you watch which way they're going, and the birds will be flying into the wind always, but the fish will be moving a certain direction, maybe just the opposite. Mm-hmm. So you get in front of them and start casting into the wind. Always keep a tight line that way, mm-hmm. and you never cast downwind because you got to reel faster and just cast into the wind. Most of the time, the most average is, I would tell people, count to five: one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Cock that handle and just start making a regular retrieve, and you have hit the fish column where they're at. They'll be anywhere from the surface down to about 30 foot. So that's what you do. Place the bait in front of the fish, start reeling, and I tell people it can be so good. You have to be here to believe it.
Some very good tips, Bill. And, just the retrieve, you're actually just, it's weird that those fish won't blow up like they do in the summer. But, you'll see a swirl, or you might even see a tail every now and then when they flip, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're there and the birds are telling you they're there, but a lot of them are subsurface, like two to five foot, just slowly work that jig back through there, right? You know,
it must be their metabolism slows a little because in the summer you'd think they come up like a rocket to hit that bait, but they don't bust, but they're right there. And like you said, they can be about 5 foot below the surface. Those bait will push to the surface. They can run, but they can't hide from there. And the birds see all that sparkle from the air. And like I joke, those birds are better than these $2,000 fish finders. They can just put you on those fish.
That is the truth too, Bill. Well, Bill, folks, we are visiting with Bill Carey. And if you're available from in North Texas, get on your GPS and type in the right here in Seagoville, Texas, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop. It's on Hall Street. It's right on Highway 175, just southeast of Dallas, about 4 or 5 miles from 635 that way. Mm-hmm. So, Bill, Striper Express, that's how they can find you, .com or whatever.
You
want to leave a phone number?
Gotcha. Yeah, sure. Folks, you can call us anytime at 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Bill, let's have some of that smoked barbecue sandwich. What do you say?
Oh, buddy, I'm ready.
I want to tell you about a one-stop shop for everything related to game feeders and fish feeders, Ultramatic Feeders. I've been using components and feeders from Ultramatic Feeders for 20-something years, I guess. They have the remote, which you can remotely activate your feeder with, the timer, which is the most simple timer that I've ever found on a game feeder, and then the eliminator. Check these out. They are worked on, actually, on centrifugal force, and they seal off the corn supply so coons and squirrels can't get to the corn. Check them out. Ultramatic Feeders, you could go online to ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smokin' Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smokin' Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokin'tech.com. That's smokintex.com. For seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.